This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We are back on the family of Intercom radio stations. I am John Lopez. You can hear me on Sports Radio 610 and sportsradio610.com on the podcast. We are on the air every day, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., but this is all these Intercom stations, and this is Ion Houston. Ion Houston is a great, great thing we like to do on these mornings, and we get to share great stories and great events like the Seabrook Saltwater Derby, brought to you by, I guess it's the Seabrook Saltwater Derby Board of Directors. You put this on. We're joined now by Melissa Botkin.
Yes.
And Melissa, I saw you last year at this tournament. I got to participate in this tournament last year. It's a big, fun event, but it's all for a good cause. Give us a little background about how it started.
Sure. Well, we started in 2010, and it was a committee of about six people that we were trying to promote our city of Seabrook. Mm-hmm. And from then, it's just grown and blossomed and turned into an event where we can actually give back to our community.
Well, and the other thing about this that I found, and really I want to make this very clear, it is so well run. It was a fun event. You guys had volunteers everywhere, and it was just a great event. I do a lot of these as a fisherman myself. I do a lot of charity tournaments. Yours was so well run. But I also want to talk to our like hardcore fishermen. So it doesn't matter if you're like a hardcore fisherman like me, or someone fishing from the bank and just wants to help a good cause. This is for everyone, right?
Right. Correct, yes.
So what are some of the rules and parameters that we're talking about here?
Sure. Well, you can fish anywhere in the Galveston Bay system. Our team is no more than four, and you may have one guide per boat if needed. But we've got people that have taken home prizes fishing off the bank or in a kayak, won the big flounder pot we have. We have several side pots as well.
Right. So what are the categories?
So we have heaviest spec, heaviest trout, heaviest spec stringer, heaviest trout springer, and heaviest red.
Right, red
heaviest
fish.
Red, heaviest spec stringers. And then a couple of years ago, one of our members, Pam, came up with the idea. She's like, let's do a Texas team slam. So we've got that for folks that like to do that. And then we have a Calcutta that we just started about 3 years ago. So that's
you can do that the night before.
Right, the night before. And so when we launched it, we did about half the boats.
Now explain Calcutta for those who don't know. Like let's say there's some casual fishermen, fisherwomen out there, and they're like, okay, I want to enter. Well, tell me about this Calcutta. How does it work?
Yeah, sure. Well, and it really stemmed from us being a charity event. We're just trying to include folks besides fishermen, also just bringing in everyone. So a Calcutta basically will have all the boats lined up. So I mean, we have 100 boats in the tournament. And what we'll do is we'll have them all on paper that night. We'll bring in an auctioneer, and we literally auction off boats. So it's just another way to...
You're like betting on that person.
Right. Yeah,
or
exactly.
That team.
Yes. And it doesn't take away from the winning fishing team. So if I win heaviest red stringer...
Right.
As a fisherman, I still win that money. I get that $1,500. Mm-hmm. But then if, say, John... Say you bought my boat, well, then you would win whatever's in that pot.
Right.
So, or a lot of times fishermen like to buy their own boats.
Yeah, they're
feeling confident, right?
Yeah.
So then it kind of doubles your money. And so we're trying to spin off and just create a lot. Like you said, we're trying to create a fun atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And we do things a little bit differently. But one thing that I really like that we've done that I'm proud of is each year we do surveys. And so that's how we continuously improve our tournament. I always tell the fishermen, this tournament's yours. So you tell us how you want to improve it, what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And so
I got that card last year.
You did? Okay, great. Yeah. And then you can always turn it in and we draw for free entry. So that's kind of how we entice people.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we're pretty proud of that. And I know we do run things a little bit differently, but everyone seems to enjoy it, and that's the whole idea. Just we want everyone to have fun, and then, like I said, we're able to give back, too, so that's what we're all about.
Now, before we get any further, we've got to get into the details. I can just feel people out there screaming at the radio, when is it? Where can I sign up? When is it, and where can they sign up?
Okay, so it is actually September 28th. That's a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
We hold our Calcutta Thursday night. The reason we do our fishing tournament on Friday is a lot of companies like to sponsor. So if you own a company or if you have access to... sponsoring, sign some of your folks up, and there's a lots of perks there. You get website and Facebook recognition. You're on our sponsor board. You get a plaque. We put you up in a hotel for the night. You can stay the night of the Calcutta, or you could stay the night of the fishing tournament. We give away drink tickets for the Calcutta, and that covers a team of four. So, like, our VIP sponsorship's $1,000, but you get everything. And then you get a free team. So, really, you're getting at least $400 back right there. So,
But there's other different levels of sponsorships as well.
Yes. So, we have a platinum sponsorship, which is $750. There, you also get a team and six free drink tickets, plaque, and some recognition also with our social media. The gold level is $500. You get two entries there to the fishing tournament and some drink tickets for the Calcutta, again, some recognition on our social media. The silver level sponsorship is $250, and there you buy one, get one free into the tournament with social media recognition. And then we also take gifts in kind, and so like I've got someone that's donating rocket tickets, and so we try to work.
So is there silent auction? Is there you know, door prizes, that type of thing?
Yeah, we really upped our game on that. Another thing we're proud of. So we used to have where you could buy tickets like for $5 a piece, and you'd put it in whichever item you'd like
Sure, like a regular silent auction.
Right. Thank you.
Raffle.
Right, and so we've got a lot of. We have a lot of great stuff there, but now we're getting larger donations. And so we've got someone that we brought in that works with the Shriners, and she's really good at playing games. So she'll play like a card game. And so those might be like $20 to play or $30.
Like the 50-50 kind of thing?
Yeah.
Those are cool. I've done those in the past.
And then she did, I don't know if you saw her, but she did a stretch still. So you take all the tickets, and the guys like to really show off because, you know, some are tall and have long arms, and they say stretch it out. And so you buy all these for like $25 or whatever. But, yeah, we're giving away some trips this year to the Hill Country for two. I think it's four guests.
And these are all drawings, so you don't even necessarily have to win as a fisherman or a fisherwoman.
We're really pushing for more public to come in. If you don't fish, hey, come to our Calcutta. Lots of people like to bet and do things.
Yeah.
And so it's just we're just trying to open it up a little bit and just, like I said, promote the city of Seabrook and in our area. And then it's, like I said, it's all about giving back to the community too. So the more folks we get in, the more money we generate, the more we can give back.
Well, just to reiterate, I'm John Lopez. This is Eye on Houston on all the family of Intercom stations. That voice you're hearing is Melissa Botkin, who's on the board of directors and really does a lot of the muscle behind the Seabrook Saltwater Derby. I fished in it last year. It's a great event. Let's get to the website and where people can go.
Sure. It's www.SeabrookSaltwaterDerby.com. Again, that's www.SeabrookSaltwaterDerby.com.
All right. Now, who benefits? Because I know from experience that you guys, it's not just one charity that's really benefiting here.
Right. We help a lot of our local area Cub Scouts, softball teams. We sponsor them. We do an annual scholarship for CCISD students. And so it kind of just ranges in the amount of individuals we're able to help each year.
Right. Different ways. I know you've gotten some scholarships. You've gotten some of the last year. You've also had some money for, I guess, Harvey victims. Is that correct?
Yes. We helped out Harvey victims last year. We've helped out with scholarships in our local Clear Creek ISD. And also, we've teamed up with Shriners the last couple years. They had a need for transportation. So we helped purchase some vans for
So it's a big great event. Where are we talking now? I know everybody's going to be where are the boundaries in the water, and where is the weigh-in and the Calcutta the night before?
Sure. We host the Calcutta and the weigh-in at the same place. It's at Cabo Bar and Grill in Seabrook. It's right off Nass Road 1 on the water. So if you need to pull your boat in, you can. It's convenient. We've also got a side yard where you can bring your trailer if you need to. Yes. The boundaries are anywhere in Galveston Bay system. Everyone has to be in the weigh-in line at 3 p.m. We're really strict about that.
The weigh-in is 1 to 3 p.m.?
The weigh-in, it's up until 3 p.m., but you must be...
Anytime up until 3 p.m.
Right. You must be with fish in hand by 3 p.m. in line. And we monitor that really closely. So.
I know, because it was... again, I can't stress this enough. I do a lot of this. Last year, you guys were calling 10 minutes, 5 minutes, and there was a couple that were straggling late, but they made it in time thanks to your volunteers. What else can we expect here in terms of the event itself? I know you gave some of the categories, but it's going to start on the morning of the 28th at sunrise, and then take us through the day there.
Sure. So we'll have the Calcutta the night before. It usually occurs about 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. It goes a couple hours. We tried to get through it so y'all can get a good night's sleep.
Yeah.
Right. The line's going at 5:30 in the morning. Teams consist of 4 members or less, and you're able to have a fishing guide on there with you. You can fish from anywhere, on the bank, kayak, by boat.
And then on the event at the weigh-in, you want to go not only because you might have a stake in the Calcutta, but because of the door prizes and raffle prizes, and also food and drink, I'm guessing.
Right, yeah. It's really turned into a big event. A big party is what it is. And yes, we'll have...
Who is going to be catering and such? It's going to be right there at the Cabo?
Yes, it'll be right at Cabo. And last year they did fish tacos for us, and so we're finalizing that. But it's always... it's always something nice. Yeah. We have keg beer that's been donated by Miller Lite. So that'll be there. And, of course, you can purchase drinks. We have drink specials the night of the Calcutta and the day of the fishing tournament.
Anything else you'd like to add? Because I want to get to the website and where people can go again. Again, that's Melissa Botkin. It's the Seabrook Saltwater Derby. SeabrookSaltwaterDerby.com to register right online, correct?
Yes.
They take credit and everything. You
yes.
don't need to send anything in. And it's a terrific event. Galveston-based system, Calcutta and party. I'm guessing it'll end up being a party. The night before, I heard some stories about last year anyway. And some guy leaving there at 3 in the morning to go fish at 5. I heard about that. I was standing in line next to one of those guys. He was a little red, bloodshot eyes, but it's okay. It's
yeah,
a good
I told
time.
Him, if you're going to be dumb, you got to be tough, right?
You got to be tough.
Get out there.
You got to be tough. Categories, you went through them earlier, but all the usual categories for trout, redfish, flounder as well?
Yes,
or
we've got
is that
flounder
Calcutta?
Pot, flounder pot and Texas Team Slam.
And Texas Team Slam. And just so many great people benefit from this. Go to SeabrookSaltwaterDerby.com.
Correct, yes.
You can easy to navigate, click right through and get registered, correct?
Right. And it's on a Friday, so if you can get your company to sponsor you, even better. It's free entry. Mm-hmm. You'll get some free drink tickets. We've got a hotel stay for our top VIP sponsorships. And it's really a great event. I think you get a lot for your money.
You really do.
We have hats. We give out dry fit shirts. It all comes with koozies. Mm-hmm. It all comes with your entry, so you get all that in your bag. So,
anything you'd like to add about who benefits or about the tournament itself before we move on to the next segment?
Sure. This year it's going to benefit our Clear Creek ISD student scholarship funds. And again, it will benefit Shriners Children's Hospital. And last year we were able to help purchase some vans for that. And so that's our goal, is to continue to help out with that again this year.
Big fun, and you get to go fishing.
Yes, definitely.
I'll be there again this year. You can guarantee on that. So hopefully anybody listening wants to register, come say hello to me, come say hello to Melissa, and have a really good time. You have my word on that. This is Eye on Houston. I'm John Lopez. You can catch us 10 to 2 every day on SportsRadio610.com, and we will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.